Welcome to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, an insight into the research activities on the campus of the University of Texas at El Paso to celebrate the 100th birthday of that institute. Today we're talking to Dr. Rosa Fitzgerald. She's a professor of physics, and Rosa is very big on climate. She's very big on aerosols and the physics of aerosols. So, Rosa, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Tell us what you do.
Okay, well, today I'd like to talk about aerosols. You see, there's more in the atmosphere than the air we breathe, and we don't see. Many times we don't get to see the pollutants. Among these are the aerosols, and they are defined as suspensions of fine solid or liquid particles in a gas. Now, they occur naturally or are products of our technological society. We study them to understand how they affect Earth's climatology, the radiation balance. In addition, if Earth was totally devoid of particles, clouds could not form. These are the cloud condensation nuclei.
And then there'd be no poetry. Tell us a little bit about what you actually do, okay? So this is the topic. You're interested in aerosols. Why? I mean, they affect the climate. They affect the health. What are you, in fact, doing? Are you modeling or are you measuring?
Okay. Well, this is some of the projects I have undertaken. I wear many hats. But in what regards to aerosols, what we do is that, for example, we measure the optical depth on a given day. And with models, we can inverse reconstruct the size distribution, the single scattering albedo, which tells us if the aerosol is reflective or absorptive. And with all this information, we can then reconstruct the type of aerosols present on a given day.
So do you do the experiments here on campus, or you do the modeling here on campus, or both?
We do both. And now, the reason we study them optically is because we would like to understand how they exist in the atmosphere. There are advantages to studying them using filters and collecting them, but also a complementary method is to study them optically, how they exist in the atmosphere.
Can you tell what's in the aerosol when you're doing your studies, or is it just an aerosol?
Well, if we can determine it's in the single scattering albedo, then we can...
What does that mean?
With that parameter, we can determine if the aerosol is reflective or absorptive. That tells us the type of aerosol we're dealing with.
So you can tell what type of materials they're there. So they could be gases, because that's an aerosol, or they could be particulate, and they have different properties and different impacts.
Yes, although aerosols, people tend to associate them more with particulate matter, as you said. And we also use models to forecast and to determine the degree of pollution on a given day.
So are you capable of predicting an ozone day?
Yes, certainly. Our models can predict that, yes.
And so do you stay at home on an ozone day? Should we all stay at home on an ozone day?
In fact, when I see that the day is very windy, I try to stay indoors. Because there are problems associated with inhaling the dust. You can get respiratory problems, cardiovascular. There are studies that they say that it may even affect the brain. And also that's when diseases transport, like valley fever.
That's very interesting. Rosa Fitzgerald, professor of physics, using physics to study climatology, health, all because of the aerosols in the air. Thank you very much for being on 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century.
Thank you.
My name is Keith Pannell.